What is up, y'all? It is your boy, Chef Nigga D. Thank you for entering into the Nigga Room. I really do appreciate it. Man, thank you all for listening. Man, I really do appreciate y'all for every type of support that y'all do for me. I appreciate it. Y'all don't understand how much it does mean to me. So today we're going to talk about a couple things before we continue. Y'all, it's summertime's coming up, y'all. Summertime is coming up. And some of us may not have that summer body ready yet. And summer's right around the corner. It is April. And don't go to those pesky gyms like 24-Hour Fitness, LA Fitness, or wherever you go. Don't go there, because they're just going to overcharge the fuck out of you, and you're not going to get your money's worth. Why do that when you can support me, a personal trainer, who I will get, it's $25 for an hour, $35 for 2 hours. You never have to pay in advance. You pay whenever you're ready to work out. Comes with a 2-blunt session. We can work out wherever you want, whether it be at the beach, on the streets, anywhere. I have hundreds of workouts that we can do. Whether you want to cut back, if you want to gain muscle, if you want to lose muscle, if you want to lose some fat, whatever you want to do, whatever your goal is, I got you. The first workouts are always free, so let me know if y'all are interested in that. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about this. Let's talk about some shit. Now, first and foremost, y'all know why I'm here, man. Tristan Thompson, man. That nigga ain't black. Because black men don't cheat. That nigga is a dog, bruh. Like, on baby. First of all, I just want to say this out to each and every nigga out there. If you're in a relationship, why cheat? Like, on God, on baby, on everything. Why cheat if you're in a relationship, bruh? I don't see the sense of it. It's not worth it. If you're going to cheat in a relationship, just leave. Just leave and go fuck the bitch that you try to go fuck. Or whatever, bruh. It's not worth it to cheat. Like, I never understood that. And I never will. Or if you're going to be in a monogamous relationship, let it be known. So that shit don't go astray, man. Like, shout out to Khloe Kardashian, man. Like, I wouldn't wish... Everybody knows that I really don't fucks with the Kardashians or anything like that. But nobody deserves that type of shit in their life, man. Nobody. Not even my best villain I would wish that upon. So, shout out to Khloe Kardashian. Hope she has a very healthy pregnancy and all that stuff. But Tristan Thompson, my nigga. First, you're a bum on the court, and I don't care what you say. 1v1 me, I'll beat your ass for your contract. Baby. If I had the opportunity to go play against Tristan Thompson 1v1 for his contract, I would take it immediately. I can handle my owns. That nigga can't shoot. But yeah, man, like I said, Tristan Thompson, you a bum ass nigga, bro. Like, I have no respect for you after that shit, bro. Kind of like Nick Young, who I used to fuck with, but at the end of the day, bro, treat others how you want to be treated. Do you want your bitch to, I'm sorry for all the females. Do you want your female to go out and freaking, like, cheat on you if you were pregnant? Although you're not. But anyways, Tekashi69. First and foremost, I want to say that nigga's music is dope. I was listening to it at the gym yesterday. Oh, that shit got me pumped. That shit got me mad pumped, bro. Like, my ankle's been hurting, but that shit pushed me, and now I could walk on it. I can actually run on it. I was jogging on it yesterday, but I really shouldn't be, but I did it anyways. But yeah, Tekashi69 is in jail. What's he in jail for? I have no idea. All I know is that the judge did, I'm pretty sure it's like a something that he did, so I don't know what it was. But the judge told him if he can get his GED or if he could pass the GED test, then he won't have to go to jail. That nigga didn't even pass that shit. The GED, some of you may know, I never graduated high school or anything like that, but I did get my GED. I never studied for that shit. That shit was so easy. Like, that shit was basic shit. And yet that nigga didn't, I don't know what to say, man. That nigga's a whole different type of special. But he about to go get his booty raped. Oh, that nigga finna go get his ass raped so bad. It's gonna be ridiculous because them niggas in jail are like, yo, what's happening, blood? What's Gucci? Since you was blooding over there, and then the Crips were like, oh, so I heard you was blood. That's crazy, man. All right, let's go on to the next topic. Cardi B, everybody. First of all, congrats to Cardi B, man. Album fire. I got that shit on repeat. Shit's when I'm in the gym, when I'm in my car smoking, whatever. I got that shit on repeat. That shit's fire. You proved all the haters wrong. And congrats also to your pregnancy, man. I mean, you and Offset. Cardi and Offset, I've said it on my Instagram. I'll say it again. They're the trap Beyonce and Jay-Z, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. There ain't nothing wrong with that at all. But I have an issue. Why is it that when Cardi B released her song, all of a sudden, all these other female rappers are bringing out their shit too? Now, I looked at it two different ways. Either A, Cardi B set the flow out so that now people will be more open to female hip-hop, which I totally doubt because I've always been about female hip-hop. So that's A, or B, they just trying to prove that Cardi B, they're trying to prove that Cardi B is trash when she's not, that they're better than her or something like that, man. I don't get it. Female rappers, female industry, I don't get y'all. Why are y'all always trying to cutthroat each other? Like, say that, oh, I'm the queen of this, or I'm the queen of that, or yada, yada, yada. Nah, nigga, why, bro? That shit ain't necessary at all. None of that shit is necessary, to be honest, because then at the end of the day, we all making music. Do you see niggas, you see niggas beefing and shit, but then the beef, like, at the end of the day, we get back together and we, like, settle our differences. If they're man enough, like, look at Drake freaking shouting out Meek Mill, free Meek Mill. That's, like, look at Tory Lanez with Drake and freaking Travis Scott. Make amends, bro. Like me, I have no ego. I have no pride, to be honest. I'm hella confident. I believe in myself, but I'm not egotistical. I'm not prideful. So why can't females do the same shit? But then again, that's why, like, people, like, I follow, like, K Goddess and Billie motherfucking Jean. Y'all should go follow her because she has some badass music. Both of them. The K Goddess and Billie motherfucking Jean, they both fire. And they both from New York. But that's why I fucks with them when they say they don't want no features with no female rappers. Or they don't want no features with no females because females, they be getting too emotional. Or females, they be all up in their feelings and shit. And always want to cause some problems. But that shouldn't be the case, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like, can someone give me insight as to why it's beneficial for female rappers to go against each other? Because I don't see it at all, like, ever. I mean, maybe it's just me, though. Who knows? I'm just kidding. It's not just me. Y'all niggas know what's up. All right. Lil Duval, bruh. Yo, Lil Duval, that nigga's a goat, bruh. Y'all really should go follow that nigga, like, Instagram page and his Twitter. Like, that nigga be dropping mad gems from, like, oh, if niggas broke, let them join the army or something like that, to just, like, funny shit. Cause he said, I think this was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, that, like, oh, niggas in the army don't do shit. Like, you have a higher chance of dying in the United States of America than you dying out in Iraq or something like that. And he is speaking mad facts, bruh. Like, what are the chances of you going to war and going to fight for your life is very slim. And then you over there making money and you're, like, you're getting fed, you have a crib, you have a place to stay and you're getting fed, and you're making money off of that shit, bro. If I wasn't on probation, I might have fucked around and joined the army like months, year, like probably like months or a year ago. I can't talk shit. But y'all know what I mean. Like, that shit is easy. And Lil Duval, he's a smart ass nigga. Like, that nigga, he's woke as fuck. He's a smart ass nigga. But he's always trying to teach people, like, yo, why y'all trying to be sheep, man? Like, think for yourselves. Don't get butthurt over every little thing. Like, me, honestly speaking, I think there's only one person that could truly give me butthurt in this world, and that's my baby mama. Yes, I call her my baby mama because she's the mother of my child, which is K-Dot. And I don't give a fuck what anybody says. My dog is my child. But, yeah. Like, people get butthurt over the smallest things, and Lil Duval's always trying to make, like, show, like, y'all niggas is funny. Y'all niggas is funny for that shit. I would love for him to, like, create a show or something like that. I would love that. That would be dope as fuck for him. Okay. I wasn't actually going to talk about this, but I will. Shout out to LeVar Ball. Always. Triple B's all day, every day, man. The nigga LeVar Ball, he's on his grind. He's getting ready for that GBA league. I can't wait for that shit, because once that shit hits LA, I'm going to go watch it. I'm going to go support, man. Like, that nigga doing big things. Just like how I'm trying to do big things on here. Just like I'm trying to be like an original ass nigga. Like, I'm the only nigga trying to do this shit. Like, who do you know is going to... What NBA player or what pro basketball player do you know is going to be a personal trainer? It's going to be playing in the league. He's the entrepreneur. He's a motivator. He's a podcaster. What nigga do you know is going to do that shit? Nobody, bro. I'm going to be the first person to do it. And so that's what I'm saying. Shout out to LeVar Ball and them, man. Because them niggas, they on their grind. People are over here saying that LiAngelo isn't going to make it into the league. If y'all really, 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 really think that LiAngelo Ball is not going to make it into the league, then y'all are funny. Right now is the best time to even attempt to get into the league. Right now. Like, from now on, like, from here on to the future is the best time. Because now, like, the league, they don't have there's no limit as to how many people they could bring. They could, like, see how good they are in the G League or anything like that. If they feel like someone's good enough, they could give them a 10-day contract. They could give them two 10-day contracts. They get to test out the players that are out in the G League, and they get to test them out, bring them out to the league and see how good they are. And so that's what I'm saying. For y'all niggas hating on LiAngelo Ball, watch him make it to the NBA this year. Yeah, that nigga, he's 19. He's about to be, I believe he's 19. Do you think that he's not going to get better if he takes the basketball serious? If you take something serious, you can only get better. There's no way that you can get worse. Firm believer. All right. Anyways, I just saw this shit and I just had to talk about it. So apparently, Target just fired an employee that was slipping white supremacist notes into diapers and shit like that. Every day, each and every day. Y'all white people just surprise me, bruh. What? Get the fuck out of here, bruh. You're slipping white supremacist notes into diapers that any type of race could pick up. And writing white supremacist notes saying that it's okay to be white. And putting down white supremacist websites and shit like that. But yet, immigrants are the ones that are the problem. But yet, the cops killing black people all the time for no reason were the problem. Not the cops, the black people. C- because we're holding guns or whatever. Or that you're in fear of your life. Do y'all not see this shit? Do y'all not see this? I'm going to leave it at that because I went to Roach and I do need to do my positivity. But do y'all not see that shit? That shit is ridiculous. But anyways, so today I have two people I want to talk about. First person I want to talk about, Aisha Champs. I'm not sure if it's Aisha or Aisha. I'm sorry if I misspelled your name wrong, but congratulations to you. She just graduated from law school and she has five children. She has five kids. And she just graduated from law school at the age of 33. Five kids, and she did that shit. All types of ages, between, like, she has, like, a freaking young adult-looking ass nigga to, like, a five-year-old child, and yet she did that shit at the age of 33. That's crazy, man. Congratulations to you. That's astounding. And secondly, Andre Ingram. Congratulations to Andre Ingram. He's been playing in the G League since 22 years old. It's been 10 years. He's 32 years old now. He just got caught up to the NBA for the last two games for the Lakers. Shout out to the Lakers for that, by the way. And he went and scored 19 points. Oh my God, that nigga went crazy. And this all ties into don't ever give up on your dreams. Don't ever give up. Age is nothing but a number. If you give up on your dreams, then you're giving up on yourself. And if you give up on yourself, at the end of the day, you won't forgive yourself for them. You always have that what if. So whatever your dream is, no matter how hard it may seem to reach, believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, it will take you as farther than you could ever imagine. It'll take you farther than you could ever, like, fathom. But anyways, y'all, the roach is done. The blunt is done. Y'all know what that means. So thank you for entering into the nigger room. I really do appreciate it. And actually, I have an announcement to make. I think I'm going to be changing my name from Chef Nigga D to just regular ABK. It's more kid-friendly. Although I'm not looking to be kid-friendly or anything like that because I cuss all the damn time. But it's more kid-friendly. I won't have to hide my name and all that shit. And I don't have to change my name all the time. So I think, yeah, from now on, I'm just going to be going by ABK. No more Chef Nigga D. It was cool and everything, but Chef Nigga D was for something different. But it's going to be ABK from now on. But anyways, thank you for entering into the nigger room. I really do appreciate y'all. This is your boy ABK, and we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.